From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is to make an announcement Thursday whether the U.S. will withdraw from the global Paris Climate Agreement. Mr. Trump has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate during last year's election campaign. Todd Stern, who served as chief U.S. negotiator to the 2015 climate agreement during the Obama administration, called it a bad move.
I think it would be a very damaging thing for his legacy. I hope that he thinks twice about it. I hope that he listens to people on the other side. I hope he stays in with the same target, but at least that he stays in, even if the target needs to be reviewed. But I think the decision by the United States to walk away from Paris, if he makes it, will resound all over the world and will hurt him badly and will hurt his legacy.
Under the pact, the U.S. pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. Gary Huffbauer of the Washington-based Peterson Institute of International Economics said even with a withdrawal announcement, the U.S. won't depart the Paris Accord anytime soon.
The United States could not legally pull out before November 2019 because the way it's written, you have to have 3 years before you can give notification, and it was signed in 2016.
Meanwhile, China and the European Union plan to meet Friday to reaffirm their support of the Paris Agreement. Seven Kenyan policemen and a civilian were killed Wednesday when their truck hit a landmine along the country's north coast. A spokesman for the Somali insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Last week, several policemen were killed in similar explosions along Kenya's northeastern border with Somalia. This is VOA News. A powerful truck bomb exploded during morning rush hour Wednesday in the Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 90 people, wounding hundreds more. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Afghan intelligence suspects the blast was carried out by the Taliban-affiliated Haqqani network, which has ties to Pakistan. Afghan analyst Nasif Shahrani of Indiana University said such brazen attacks are no longer surprising.
There have been very, very serious attempts, in fact, successful attempts, I should say, in attacking very significant institutions at similar time of the day. Mohammad Daud Khan Hospital, the military hospital, for example, a military base in Mazar-i-Sharif. I think it shows that the government is not very much in control of security issues.
President Trump called his Afghan counterpart, Ashraf Ghani, to offer his condolences and to condemn the attack. Three Egyptian military officers and a soldier were killed Wednesday in the western desert when an explosive belt seized from Islamic militants detonated. It took place near the site of an attack that killed 29 Egyptian Christians Friday, prompting Cairo to launch airstrikes on suspected jihadist camps in Libya. Alexander Vucic was sworn in as Serbia's president Wednesday after winning an election in April. He had served as the country's prime minister since 2014. Mr. Vucic pledged to work for peace and stability and expressed a willingness to discuss the future of the breakaway province of Kosovo. He has been described as an ultranationalist who has since declared himself a reformer and pro-European Union advocate. Macedonia's parliament late Wednesday endorsed a new government led by Social Democrats in a bid to end a two-year political impasse. 6 months after elections, lawmakers narrowly voted in favor of Prime Minister Zoran Zaev's government. The U.S. space agency NASA announced Wednesday it will launch a mission next year to send a spacecraft directly into the sun's atmosphere. Thomas Serbukhin is the agency's associate administrator.
We want to go down there, take the challenge of going in the worst kind of thermal environment in the solar system, survive that because we built the machines robust enough to do that, measure the environment there and really prove and find what the kind of heating processes really are that, in fact, make the corona hot.
The Parker Solar Probe will gather data on solar activity in seven flybys over a seven-year period and fly to within 6.3 million kilometers of the sun's surface. The company SpaceX is to launch an unmanned Dragon cargo ship Thursday to the International Space Station to bring food, supplies, and science experiments to the five residents, two Russians, two Americans, and a Frenchman. The launch will be the 100th from NASA's historic Launch Pad 39A. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.